Welcome to Healing Place Church, where our mission is to be a healing place for a hurting world. We hope to enrich your life through reaching, serving, giving, and building. As you listen to this teaching, be inspired to fulfill your God-given destiny through the power of His Word.
We want to welcome every single person who has joined us online. What a great opportunity to be able to stand for a few minutes and share the gospel, share the Prince of Peace with you. Church, why don't we clap our hands for all those many hundreds that are watching online. You know, I've always loved snow globes. They were first introduced by the French in the early 19th century as paperweights. But you and I both know that they have become so much more. I love when you look at them and when you kind of fool with them, and some of them are music boxes and some of them do a lot of different things. I love how when you look at them that they can take you to another place, that you can hold another place just in the palm of your hand. They capture this big place, this huge place, this massive place, maybe even a big city. They take it and they put it in the palm of your hand, and it's so big, but yet it becomes so small. You know, snow globes now come in all shapes and all sizes and have all different kinds of themes. I love how you can shake them up and just watch the snow fall and then watch it long enough for the snow to calm down. Kind of helps me experience Christmas. It helps me to go back to my childhood. I can remember a few snow globes that we had around the house. And back in those days, they weren't really that fancy. They were just kind of plastic, and we tore up a couple of them. Come on, because you always want to figure out how does it work. When you're an ADD child, you want to figure out how does everything work. I know that many of you collect those. I've talked to so many people this week that have a collection of snow globes. You collect them up here, and I thank God for Lee Domain and his family. And then Colleen also hooked me up. Colleen and Robert got me one. But I got a little bit of a collection up here of snow globes. And these are some different ones that are here. This is, you know, San Francisco. I'm holding it right here, the whole Golden Gate Bridge right here. So that's kind of San Francisco. I like this one right here. This is kind of a funny one. It's kind of Santa. He's done, and he's golfing for the winter right there, just kind of Santa the golfer. That's kind of cool. Then there are little ones like this. This is one that is St. Louis, so it's got the archway. That's kind of cool. It's silver like that. And then this right here, oh, this is London. Look, a lot of snow. Ooh, I'm freezing. I'm melting. Ooh, how about this? Vegas. Come on, Vegas. So there's a Vegas snow globe. That's kind of fun. This is one that I found the other week, and it is a custom one. And so it came and you could put your own thing. So I put the world right there. You can see the whole world right there. And I love how you shake it up. Let me tell you something. When I was growing up being hyper like that, you could entertain yourself for hours. I mean, my mother would give me a Ritalin and a snow globe. Holler at me. Come on, where you at? Ritalin and a snow globe. Change your whole life. And then so we had that on one side, and we made it custom. Then we put that on the other side, which was the manger scene. So you have the whole world, which is changed and affected by that one small act of God that touches the whole wide world. This is my newest one. Colleen and Robert got me this. I think this is so cool. It's like a little snow fairy angel bunny. And look, it's like, you know, looking over the whole world. It says peace. I think that's kind of cool. That's kind of neat. And then you got, now they make snow globes that as our yard ornaments right there. So this one has seen its better day. There we go. So there's a little bit of snow. So that one is kind of, it's kind of painful. And so what does it say? Let it snow. So we've got these in the yard right here. So you just kind of see all different kinds of snow globes. And, you know, here's what as I thought about this, I was sitting a while back and I was looking at snow globes, and I thought about how it, you know, to shake it up and to move it around. And the thought I have was into a shaken world. and into a very unsettled and a disruptive and a very inner and outer churning world, a mixed up world, a chaotic world, came Jesus. He came to bring salvation to a world under the control of sin and sickness and selfishness. It was a world where the enemy was churning and was turning everybody's world upside down because of sin. The Bible says that Jesus came into this world, even the time that he came, where there was a census going on, and there's Mary and Joseph trying to get to Bethlehem. It was a crazy world. It was a world that was unsettled. It was a world that was disruptive. Into this world, Jesus stepped from heaven, this huge and the Almighty God and the everlasting Father, that Jesus brought God into this fallen world where man was fallen and man was headed in the wrong direction. Jesus brought everything of God, the fullness of the Godhead, and Jesus brought and brought it down as peace into the world. Jesus even said these amazing words just before he went to the crucifixion, just before he was to be crucified. Jesus said this in John chapter 14, verse 27, right before he's to go and pay for the sins of mankind, the craziness of the world, Jesus speaks this. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give it to you as the world gives." So we see the world and we see the things around us and we try to find peace and we try to let things settle our world and we try to let stuff, you know, bring a calm into our world. Jesus says, "I've brought peace." Not that the world gives. Then I love what he says right here. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." Some of you feel like at times that your world is like that. That it's just swirling, that you can't get your head around things, you can't get your heart around things, you can't get your family around, your family won't calm down, your finances won't calm down, your future won't calm. Jesus steps into that world and says, "Listen, I bring peace. I bring peace." See, maybe today or maybe even this year, your world has been shaken up. Maybe this year it's been about a job. Maybe it's been about your resources. Maybe it's been about your family. Maybe you've had a loss. Maybe it's been your kids. Maybe it's been loneliness or difficulties. Maybe it's been school or maybe it's just been uncontrollable circumstances. Things have happened in your life that you're not control of. How many knows that we all like to be a little bit of control freaks? Can I have a good amen? I like to be in control. We want to be able to calculate life. We want to be able to figure life out. We want to be able to sort all of life out. But sometimes that can't happen. Sometimes that doesn't happen. And right when we think everything is settled and we've got a handle on everything, then all of a sudden something goes on in our world, in our family, in our future, and our ideas get all shaken up. Christ came into that world. Christ came into that world that's disruptive. Christ came to bring peace. So I'll tell you the big idea about peace. I'll tell you the big idea, especially about his peace, is this. It isn't dependent upon external situations. Can I have a good amen? That is the idea, that his peace is not dependent upon what happens on the outside. Matter of fact, Jesus's peace that he wants to give us, that we find through Christ, it transcends the externals and the outer things. See, I wonder, I've thought a lot about this, just walking through different seasons and moments and having different conversations with people. I wonder how many on this Christmas weekend will lay down with the real peace in their heart and their mind tonight, tomorrow night, the next night. I wonder how many will be kept by peace, will be guarded by peace. The peace of God that transcends the things that happen around us. See, that's what the peace of God can do. It can trump everything else. There's a great scripture in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. I think it's fitting that we read it because it gives us what peace does for us. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. We're going to talk a lot about that next week as we get ready for 2012, about being a people of prayer. We're going to talk about transitioning from 2011 to 2012. Well, believing God for what is next, believing God through prayer and through intimacy with God. But then verse 7 says this, and the peace of God. Everybody say the peace of God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. But what a promise for our life. What a promise for our world. What a promise for our journey and the things that we walk through. That the peace of God, which transcends all of our, even our understanding, how we figure things out, how we feel about things, it guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. I love that scripture. Let me ask you a question. It's Christmas weekend. Is your life characterized by God's peace? Is it characterized by that quiet assurance that guards your heart, guards your mind all day long? That assurance that says, no matter what's happening around me, even though not everything's perfect, even though there's some things that are floating around in my life, even though there's some things that I can't tie down, even though my life seems a little bit chaotic, there's something on the inside that I know that God Almighty is in charge. Is your life characterized by that? Is your family? Is there inner peace there? Or have stressful circumstances left you feeling depressed, kind of out of sync, confused, or agitated, frustrated with life? Where are you at today? Where are you at this weekend? I want to finish up because I want to give you three truths that I've discovered about the title and the truth of Jesus Christ being the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Here's the first truth that I believe can be a reality into our world, that I believe can encourage us and can point us in the right direction. The first truth about our Savior being the Prince of Peace that enters into our globe, into our world, into our journey, is stop shaking things up by not surrendering. Sometimes we just shaking things up ourselves. How many know sometimes we can blame things on other people? I mean, there are times that people can come into our life and we can, relationships, and sometimes we have collateral damage because of family's decisions or people's decisions or people that we work with or people that we're connected to. They make decisions. They do things that shake up our world. We ain't got nothing to do with it. I mean, sometimes people just bring crazy up in your life. Just minding your own business, and somebody just was up, what up? Why are you shaking up my life for? Why are you trying to mess with my family? Why are you bringing all that stress, all that drama? Come on, somebody. Why you got to bring all that drama up in my life for? Sometimes that happens. Sometimes, but guess what? Sometimes we shake up our own life because we won't surrender. We try to stay in control. We shake it up ourselves because of a poor choice. Or we shake it up just because of sin. Sometimes we shake up things because of not surrendering. To have his peace, I must surrender my life. When I hold on to things, when I try to do things my way, or just with my plans, you know what you experience? When you just do it your way, and you just decide, I'm just going to do with my plans, you'll experience a blizzard of turmoil over and over and over and over again. And right when it settles down and everything's so nice and it's so calm, look what happens. Oh gosh, my way, my plans. I'm gonna do things my way. I'm gonna make my own choices. I'm gonna do things my way, my plans without God. I don't need God. I don't need God. I don't believe all that. You know what happens? A blizzard of craziness, a blizzard of confusion, a blizzard of turmoil over and over and over again. Amen. Can I tell you the second truth that I discover about Jesus Christ being the Prince of Peace? And if we're going to experience peace in our life, peace in our home, if we're going to have eternal peace for our hearts, is we've got to let go and let God. Come on, it's old school, but it's true school. Let go and let God. You got to let go. See, I believe once you decide, I got to quit shaking up my life with bad choices, with crazy people, and with sin, all these things. Guess what? Once you decide to quit shaking it up, guess what else we got to do? We got to let go of it. Sometimes we shake it up, but we don't want to take our hand off of it. Oh, is anybody here? Me, can I have an amen? We'll keep our hand on it. But I believe not only do you have to quit shaking it up, you got to take your hand off of it. Let God put it down. Turn to your neighbor and say, put it down. You got to put the thing down. I can remember when I was growing up, I had a hard time paying attention. I know that shocks many of you. I just had random thoughts. I would start one thing and then jump to another thing. I love multiple things going on all at the same time. I just enjoyed it. I love doing multiple projects. I love doing different things all at the same time. Sometimes it would make my parents so nervous. You know, my mother would collect these little figurines, these. Well, they were like whatnots that we used to call them back in the day. Whatnots. I never, what not? What no? And they were statues. And she would collect angel statues and statues of like shepherds. And she would put Christmas statues up and we would keep them up all year round. Thank God we didn't keep up Christmas lights all year round. Come on, somebody. Don't be hating. She'd be like, what's wrong with that? I do that. Is there a problem? No, you good. You in Louisiana. Keep them up all year. You good. But I can remember, my mother would get so nervous as soon as I would pick up something that belonged to her. Because she knew as soon as I picked it up, I would look at it and then I could be holding, be like, hey, what's up? Look at that. There's a butterfly. And holding on to her angel. I mean, there were a couple years I thought my middle name was Put It Down. Put it down, son. Put it down. Some of you feeling hope right now for your child. Hey, I'm the pastor. Come on, somebody. There's no telling what your son and daughter may do. I'm giving some parent hope right now. Lord have mercy. Maybe they won't go to jail. They'll be in our ministry. Put it down. God is saying to somebody tonight, put it down. Put it down. Let go of it. Let go of the pain. Let go of the rejection. Let go of the past. Let go of that sin. Let go of that addiction. Let go of that situation. Let go of that relationship. Let go of that. Let go of that appetite. Let go of that thing. Let it go. Put it down. Because if you're holding on to it, it's going to be nothing. You're going to keep stirring up problem, stirring up pain, stirring up hurt in your life. Put it down. Don't carry a thing you can't control. There are some things in life, they're not yours to handle. I believe God wants us for 2012 to kind of pause and to pray and to pursue God and let some things go. Let some things go. Let go and let God. Then the last thing that I want to encourage you with about a truth about the title and the name and the reality of Jesus Christ being our Prince of Peace. And I want you to remember this and I want you to listen to this, that he loves you. That he loves you and he will see you through any storm. Anything that is unsettling, anything that is disruptive, anything that could shake up your life, that could come against the peace in your home. Jesus Christ loves you enough to come into that world, to come into that situation, and to bring peace. He brings peace. Amen. He loves you. Just like he loved this world enough to come into this world and to deal with our problem head on. He loves you. I'm praying that tonight he'll heal your heart. He will calm your storm. The goal of our time together, and really goal of this message, is that as many people possible will experience Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, tonight. See, when Christ left heaven to become a human baby in that manger in Bethlehem, his goal was to bring you and I peace with God. See, it's just not peace for ourselves. Ultimately, the Prince of Peace is about peace with God. We're just not looking for harmony and inner peace just for ourselves. If it's just founded in ourselves and it's just about peace for ourselves, it won't last. Ultimately, the Prince of Peace was to bring peace with God. And he did it by reconciling us to the Father. His death on the cross paid our sin debt in full. And our relationship with God can now be restored. That, my friend, is true peace, is a restored relationship with God Almighty. Everything else is an imitation. Restored with God. I think being restored with God, every other peace will flow from that when you're restored with God. You and I need it. You and I need to be reconciled with God. You and I need our sin debt paid in full. I was told about a little boy who wrote a letter to Santa. Dear Santa, there are three boys that live at my house. We're all brothers. First, there's Jeffrey. He's three. Then there's David. He's four. And then, of course, Norman, eight. Now, Jeffrey, he's good some of the time. David, he's good every once in a while. But oh, that Norman, wow. He's good all of the time. I thought you would want to know that before the big night. Thank you, Santa. Love, Norman. Now, you and I both know there's a problem because none of us are Normans. No one bats a thousand. We need a Savior. Nobody is a Norman. That's why Jesus came to reconcile us back to the Father. Therefore, peace flows from that and that alone. Can we bow our heads? Let me pray for you. Today, I want to ask you a question, give you an opportunity. I've prayed for our time together. I spent time today praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying that the Holy Spirit would reveal, speak to hearts. The Holy Spirit would do what we never can do. That the Holy Spirit would shine a light in darkness. The Holy Spirit would be a counselor. The Holy Spirit would reveal the everlasting Father. The Holy Spirit would be powerful in speaking mighty God to us. And that the Holy Spirit would reveal, truly reveal, Jesus Christ as the Prince of Peace. And I believe he'll do that over the next few moments. Maybe you're here today. You say, Dino, I want to receive Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, into my heart right now. You say, Dino, is it that simple? Yeah, it's that simple. I want to receive Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, into my heart right now. I feel away from God. I feel like sin is separating me. I feel like I'm living in a snow globe and everything is disruptive. Everything is unsettled. My whole life is chaotic. Right when I think things are settling down, right when I think I have found peace in this, that and another, all of a sudden, it gets shaken up again. Jesus died on a cross. Yeah, he came to a manger. He came through Bethlehem. But church, he went to Jerusalem and he died on a cross so that you and I would not have to stay separated. We could find peace through the salvation of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Healing Place Church, go to healingplacechurch.org or give us a call at 225-753-2273.